This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Beezer from Old Irving as we recap all the winners from Illinois at the Great American Beer Festival. All that and more on this week's episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are here drinking gold.
Man, you know, this city's not bad sometimes, man. Because, you know, you walk right into the store, walk right into Benny's. You see this right on the shelf, You know, $12, right? Or you see Far, Far and Away. I want to say it's Far, Far and Away.
Very Far Away?
Very Far Away. I keep thinking of Gone Away.
Oh, yeah. And from Off Color, yeah.
Yeah, you just see gold hanging out.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, our gold this week is the Old Irving Beezer.
Mosaic and Citra. All in your face, Brad. Double dry hop, 6.9% juicy IPA of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they took him gold at GABF this past weekend. The upset or the winner last year was Le Juice, also Citric and Mosaic.
Really?
Yeah, because they have the variants. They have the Citra Le Juice and the Mosaic Le Juice. Those are hops that go in it, so.
I mean, so it's like, this is wild, man, because every year this is the biggest category ever. Mm-hmm. Then they save it till the end. It's the last award. So you don't even get to see the guys walk across the stage. Oh, when you think about this, right, like, you know, 700-plus beers over 2 years, right, in this category. And Aris last year. With the bronze,
yeah.
Alarmist with the gold, and then this year, 2 miles away, is like an Old Irving. Also, and you know, something's got to be said at Old Irving at this point, man, because they were the USA Today number 2 brew pub in the country,
yeah,
according to the people, and then according to the judges, they got the best juicy IPA that was entered.
That was right. You know, there's always an asterisk there, especially for those East Coast people.
Yeah, man. You know. So that's a whole different topic, but you know, well, kudos to the Old Irving crew.
Yeah,
you know, because they're coming. What is this? How we were there earlier this year, and the one that stood out to me was the raspberry. They had a raspberry sour on that was really nice.
Okay, I remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were in there. We interviewed Trevor a couple weeks ago, right before the cans were like getting ready to roll out.
We were really excited about the killer artwork. Actually, Brad's rocking the hat.
Right. The day they won on, what was it, Saturday, I was like, I'm going to just go pick up these cans, and I might as well get a hat because I wanted to get a hat. We saw Trevor at Oak Park Microbrew.
Oh, he was rocking a hat.
I was like, that's a nice hat. Yeah. So I had to get a hat and cans before this beer would sell out, and good reason to stop in there and get some beer for the show.
Raspberry Factory is the one that we had on location. Yeah, that was like a nice little sour. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was excited about that one.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. But this beer we were talking about in the pre-show, it has a package date of August 29th. Mm-hmm. So that's
about a month ago, a little over a month.
Yeah, that is well out of the window for a lot of people's haze love.
Yeah. On the haze, I mean, you'll start to see it change after a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I haven't had enough of this beer to know what it should taste like. It is maybe not as as tasty or bright as it should be. But yeah, this was at the brewery; they were selling this, so I will guarantee they have no reason keeping beer for 2 months in their cooler anymore, because that stuff's gonna go fast.
Man, it was a big win for them. Mm-hmm. It was a huge win for them.
I don't know what they're going to do because that place is kind of small.
And like, it's already full.
Yeah.
It's already full anyway. It's probably full right now. Yeah.
Because so. Larmus has said from their win, they've had to like really ramp up production and just make a lot more LeJuice.
Yeah, I think he was talking about like, yeah, some real big decisions to make. Like, hey, do we put our beer in this chain of hotels? Do we contract out? Like, what do we do? Like, it's, yeah, like you said, like now you have real issues with production as a result of these kind of wins. And then, yeah, the big Northwest side, man. You know, we don't talk about it in the discussion, really, because, like, when you think about, like, Capone's and even liquor stores, Capone's and Fishman's and the Beer Temple, you know, they're all on the Northwest side. You know, all that, those gaggle of breweries that are all in Logan Square, that's the Northwest side. And then you go further north, and there's just a lot of good beer in that area, man. You know, and that's, man, that's cool. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool that these guys pulled this out, pulled out this win.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I can't wait. I need to get back over there and try it fresh now that they've won, and just like, man, it's enjoyable. And try it back to back to LeJuice. Like we were talking for a minute, LeJuice has a little more, I think, hop bite, and you were saying this has a little more like that juice like flavor, the sweetness.
Yeah, just ripe fruit, you know, in the smell, and then in the beginning. And then even when you're done, it just kind of all lingers. Mm-hmm. All these notes just kind of meld together where LeJuice is taking you more on a ride. There's more highs. There's more ups and downs. You know, there's more turns. It's doing more.
Okay.
You know, there's like that pronounced spicy pepper hot bite that we like that kind of sits right at the end of LeJuice. That makes it kind of fun. It dries you out.
This one, Beezer, is just smooth all the way, which is it's interesting. They got same hops. You know they're using the Omega Labs Leet yeast, probably. So, like, how different is this?
Yeah.
Like, the process. Like.
Yeah, like all the ingredients are the same. The additions are probably, like, when they add them, are kind of different, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the backbone of this beer is, like, mid-palate. Like, it stands up a little bit in the middle.
Oh.
But, yeah, it finishes, like you said, nice and easy, nice and refreshing. Yeah. So.
Cool. All right, well, we'll keep sipping on this. You know, we gushed on our haze enough here.
Somebody tweeted at me. I was like, yeah, you know, Old Irving, I can't believe, you know, 2 years in a row, they won the biggest category. Somebody tweeted at me. He's like, yeah, I know this isn't Braston in this tweet talking about the hazy category is the biggest category. Because we know how you don't always like haze. Like, you got to rag on haze.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's funny.
Should we just talk about GABF then? Like, put our adventures, talk about GABF first?
Well, I went out to, I got nothing to report. I went out to Tribe Jailhouse.
Oh, nice.
I got nothing, man, because they had 7 beers on tap, but then they had, like, you know, 15 guest drafts.
All right.
So I just drank, like, you know, I drank something from the brewery, and I drank something from the Maybach from Hailstorm.
I was, only stop I made was at Alarmist. Because they had the double oak shaker that got canned that day.
Right on.
So I picked up a 4-pack of that. I picked up a 4-pack of Christy Boy, the Pilsner.
Yeah.
Had some double oak shaker on draft. Had some of their, they got an English Mild on draft.
Really?
And I was in there Friday night and they were having a good old time. Chris, you know, manager. Taproom manager there, he was, I don't know, they're dancing, they're just living it up, and man, I'm like, man, you guys are, I drove here, this is too far for me to party this hard.
Up like this.
So yeah, that was my only like stop, I think, this weekend.
Yeah.
So GABF then.
GABF it is, Brad.
Yeah.
I usually go to this thing every year. I haven't been in like 2 years. So, but I did, I just like everybody else, I sat on and watched the live feed. My live feed sucked for a little bit, so I had to get on the laptop. I wanted to watch it on the TV. That was no dice, though.
Okay. Yeah. I was mainly listening to it because I was driving out to the burbs. So.
Yeah. Looks like Ballast Point, the Ballast Point Chicago, the three-barrel system, is on the board with a gold, man.
The place that you would ask any beer drinker in Chicago.
Dead or alive, Ballast Point, Chicago.
Yeah, they would be like that.
Dead.
And now they won? What?
Dude.
They can't close now, right?
American-style cream ale. Yeah. I know they do have, like, because a lot of their beer comes from, like, Virginia or whatever the nearest one is. It doesn't come from San Diego. but all 70 taps in there, all Ballast Point, no guest taps, all come from Virginia, I believe, except for these beers that they brew in this little two-barrel system.
Right. The first beer the brewer there did was the Haze. They did a Haze because he was like, we don't really have one, and I don't know, it seemed interesting. That's what he said when we met with him a while ago. So
good for him.
This makes me kind of want to pop in, right?
Yeah. The name of the beer is Gold Style. They knew they had something with this one. It's funny.
This reward might be the most ridiculous win of them all.
Ridiculous. When you look at all the roundups, people barely mention the Ballast Point Award. Yeah, on the local roundups.
Yeah, it's on a three-barrel system. There's like so many like what the fuck moments. Like, good beer is good beer. So it doesn't matter the tools or where it's at.
That's true. Yeah. Story of the weekend, aside from the Beezer, the big win at Beezer, might have been the first award ever for Guile Brewing.
That was their first?
It's gotta be, right? I don't remember seeing them at FOBAB win, and I don't know if they enter a whole lot of these other competitions, but as far as I can tell.
Really?
Barrel-aged Imperial Pajamas, man.
So we were there for the recent 663 release.
That was their barley wine.
Right.
Best 663. Barrel-aged barley wine.
And we were like, yo, why does no one care about this event? Everyone's here for Imperial Pajamas.
Pajamas, yeah.
That event is crazy.
Yeah.
People are in pajamas. They are. Yeah, and now there's a good reason for it.
Man, I love Guile beers, just about how we talk about it every single time. Like, dude, they make some of the most well-balanced beers around. And they're so good that the weirdest collaborations come out of just them just being around in the last 5 years. It's like you could pick any brewery in the city, and then Guile ends up on some of the cooler projects.
Yeah. I think this gives us good reason, if we didn't already have one, because they make great beer, to get to Guile before Imperial Pajamas release and talk about it.
And talk about all the things. Yeah. So I don't I can't tell you I've had the Barrel-Aged Imperial Pajamas, but I want to say Flannel Pajamas is an oatmeal stout base with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I had a photo of it, and I'm like, that's what the label says. So I would assume that this is the same beer.
Right. But it was also, is it?
Imperial Pajamas is a coffee Imperial oatmeal stout.
Right, so is it last year's Imperial Pajamas, or was it this year's?
No, because I saw some photos. There's some folks saying, "Hey, it's on draft now, at Guile."
Oh, sure.
And then there's some bottles at Guile. And then when you look at the pictures from the tasting room floor, you know, the GABF beer hall, it looks like the bottles are pouring from, say, 2018.
Oh, okay.
It's either the bottles or whatever the label is on the table.
Okay.
So I don't think this is the 2019 one. I'm not sure, but it doesn't look like it.
So 2019 is not going to be as good?
I don't know. has it won anything that it hasn't entered into yet? I don't know.
it takes that perfect 6 months in the bottle or 8 months in the bottle to really get to gold status.
Oh, God. How about Mr. Tom Quarter, man? Goofy Boots, which is a juicy
Penrose,
hazy, strong, and Penrose took a bronze. Now, the first tasting of Bourbon County I ever had was with Tom Quarter.
Okay.
At the Palmer House Hilton, at some whatever restaurant's in there.
Nice.
And this was back when it was in the little 12-ounce bottles.
Oh, Tom Quarter, awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic guy.
If I got the story right, I think he came from the AB side, and then he joined
Goose
as the barrel manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then him and...
he worked for where a young John Lafler reported to Tom Quarter. Yeah. Yeah, and then he's the one that told me that, there's like 500 calories in a pound of grain in every bottle of Bourbon County. I got that fact from Tom Quarter.
Okay.
One of the nicest dudes you'll meet in craft beer.
For sure.
Super cool.
Yeah, I know. And I then, we broke the story on the Hopcast of Penrose opening, so that was cool.
I remember
cool.
that. Yeah, you did. Yeah. That was at Off Color's launch at
we went to Off Color. We broke it at Map Room upstairs.
Okay.
Recorded it and then went to the Off Color launch party.
Yeah. So good for Tom, man. Out in Penrose. I mean,
Geneva.
Geneva. I only went once because it's out in Geneva. But
I biked there once.
God.
Should be my tagline. That's right. I biked there.
Yeah, man. Scorched Earth with a Doppelbach win. Oh, Jonathan Cutler picks up another award. According to the Peace website, this is the 29th award in GABF or World Beer Cup competition for
I was getting worried. He hadn't won like anything in a couple years. So I was kind of thinking he was off his game. Man.
Belgian and French style ale for Swing and Single, which is, I think, a Belgian pale.
That's awesome that Scorched Earth won. We were just talking about him last week on the Oktoberfest. It was like one of my top three Oktoberfests.
That's true.
Beer Hoptacular. And they are almost, I would put them in the same kind of boat as Bagaya. Like, they're just making good beer.
Yeah.
And who does people, aren't people noticing?
Yeah. There's a really strange bottle shop up in Rogers Park called Rogers Park Social. And I think part of it is like cocktail bar. They have some bottle shop. Oh, but they got the weirdest list, a bunch of, you know, wine and cider. But one of the few brands of beer they carry is fucking Scorched Earth.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. They're Exiled Angel up there.
I don't think we've ever had Scorched Earth on the podcast either.
No. And you can find their stuff at Delilah's as well. Mm-hmm. And the cute little maybe like 375 milliliter bottle.
Oh,
not
cool.
You know, yeah, not quite a bomber. Yeah. All they do is make good beer. You know? That's cool, man. Light the Lamp out in Grays Lake, Illinois. Now that's north. That's like near the border. That's like up at Great America.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of them and I didn't. Yeah.
My buddy, well, you know, our office is up in Lake Forest during the day. And my buddy Dan went on a CBG project and he hated it. He's like, this place sucks.
Oh.
Yeah. And this was like the first year. This is like their first year. But it's cool to see how people can turn things around. You know, people who we talk about it all the time. And when Half Acre first came in, a lot of people were just like, man, this stuff's okay. You know, who are these out of towners making this okay stuff? Like, right, humble beginnings for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, good for them, man. They, session beer.
Yeah.
Session beer for Light the Lamp. Yeah.
Cool. You said off color?
Yeah, off color with a gold in other Belgian style. So the Swing and Single is a Belgian pale, and so is the Very, Very Far.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the Very, Very Far was entered into other Belgian style. So it was in a different category, and they took a gold in that category.
Interesting. And this beer is basically their first beer in cans, right?
Yeah, they're doing a can launch this week.
If you were like a big conspiracy person, as Nick is, you could figure this could be perfect. But it's like it works out so well for them, right?
Dude, you
can. And they win gold, and it's going in cans this week. Like that's
two days before your can launch.
You don't. The beer it doesn't get any better.
That's amazing, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Got to be happy for them, man, because we talk about it all the time, man. You talk to, like, you know, you talk to reps, and they'll tell you how, you know, in the beginning, Off Color always got into the cool kid bars. But, you know, the other bars were you know, slow to come around to it, right? Like, you know, the non-nerd bars, you know. So then they changed up their model. They started focusing on cool kid bars all across the country, basically. And also the language on the bottles changed, like, you know. I want to say Scurry is like a Cotbusser or something. It's a dark honey oat ale. But no one knows what the fuck a Cotbusser is. At the time, very few people knew what a Goza was.
And they're like, take that off.
You know? So now they're like, hey, this is a blended, you know, this is a blended wheat ale. Or this is a dark oat ale. Like, they're, you know, they changed their approach.
Made their beers approachable.
Yeah. And now look, it seems to be working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mousetrap is up and running. They got killer cocktails. They refuse to make an IPA, which I kind of dig. You know,
yeah,
they stuck to their guns. They stuck to their weird guns, and it paid off for them. So good for them, man.
For sure. Who else we got on this list?
Man, how about Pollyanna?
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
You know, in the beginning of this thing, for the first, I don't know, 11 or 12 categories, there was nothing. And then the first four awards were like all suburban awards, I believe. So yeah, the suburbs were holding things down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Pollyanna. People who like Pollyanna like Pollyanna. Like, yeah. They're not bad. I just don't think about them because I don't really see their beer around.
Yeah.
I sometimes have the fun sizes.
Yeah, fun size comes in a cool bottle, comes in variants. That's the only one that I would be interested in, like, going to hunt down. They are on tap at Sox Park. The first year that Sox had all this craft-centric makeover, like 3 years ago, the full Lamonti was there, which was like a, just a straight up like a golden ale.
Okay.
Which I really dug. And then their brewery is the closest one to Two Brothers.
Okay.
When you're leaving Aurora, kind of back to.
But they have like three locations, or they're about to have three locations.
Oh, really?
Don't they have Lamont?
Oh, and there's another one up in like Elgin or something.
Yeah, so it's like
Rosalier.
What are you guys doing? Like what?
This is where, you know, guys like who was like our guy Jeremy Teal, the Suburbia.
Yeah, we now need. Is at a.
He's at a brewery,
Riverlands.
Riverlands.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing. He was a bar manager
at that other like shack.
The Love Shack, the little love place. Where
I forget what that was.
It's out there. It was
where old Trading Post.
Yeah.
Like, I forget what the name of it was. It was a cool little spot.
It's like Schaumburg-ish.
Yeah.
Out yonder. Yeah. This is where we need out yonder correspondence.
Yeah.
Because to your point.
We need a remote correspondence.
I have no connection to. It's too far. It's too far from, you know.
Right. So Pollyanna is like one of those brewers where it's like, people love it. But it's like, they're on this edge of like, I just haven't gone there and. Everyone talks about you too. It's like a weird thing.
I will say this: after Two Brothers does their annual, used to be called the Hop Juice Fest, every summer, and then you know on the way back, hit up Lamont and whatever kind of party they were throwing that weekend was a party and a half. It sits in an extended strip mall, and this whole mall was full. There were bands going. It was a fucking riot. You walk in, yeah. You got the 2016 medal for Oktoberfest from this same party, and they're doing their thing out there. So
they're doing something right. They're winning awards and making good beer.
So good for them. Yeah. I'd like to know more. I know nothing about that crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who's Pollyanna?
Who is Pollyanna?
Because they brew in Lamont. I don't know.
I'm not unsure where Lamont is. So.
Noon Whistle, home of the Gummy Series.
Mm-hmm.
South German style Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
Lysol Weapon.
These boys that are known for their haze win in South German style. What was that?
Yeah, South German style Hef. I didn't even know this was a category.
No. Yeah. What is a South German style Hef? And then what's a North German Hef? Is that just a regular Hef? What makes it South?
What's south of Germany? I don't know. Where's Germany? I know it's in Europe. I think Belgium.
Belgium south of it, yeah.
I suck. I'm fucking American. I don't know where anything is. I barely know what's next to Montana.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's fucking not going to know what's next to Germany.
But yeah, what's it south? Hef. Like that's, yeah, we should probably be looking that up. But it's pretty cool that it's actual category. I think at some point that there was a category where no one won gold, and
yeah, you know, actually, wheat ale was one of those categories.
Oh, and but then not that one, but a different one, like the
historical.
Historical was historical. Like, you gotta do more historical beers.
I remember. Oh, the guy, MC, yeah. That's gotta be tough, man.
Like, what's a historical beer?
What is a historical beer? Yeah, you're bringing back like
Camel Toe should go in there.
Egyptian pale ale. I mean, come on.
I don't know. It would win.
Cuddy. Well, I know you don't need any more awards, but, you know, if you just want to clean up in another category.
But if you want to brew Camel Toe, like, more often.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but if we do want to talk about, like, you know, the Chicago-style IPA and how it's dominant in the largest categories ever 2 years in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, in Chicago, I know that Goose Island gets together a lot of these beers and they take them to Denver. And Denver's a haul. Like, nobody's flying beer to Denver. It's a national competition, probably the oldest, largest in the country, this party. Nobody's flying beer to Denver. So if you got a style that needs to get to Denver, by the time it gets in the judge's glasses, I mean, it's going to be a couple weeks, maybe damn near a month. You know, that could be extreme. I'd like to somebody clarify that. But it's for sure got to be 2 weeks before.
Got to be at least 2 weeks, yeah.
So a lot of these East Coast boys are not entering their beer. The guys that sell the most. Of that style, the namesake of the style,
right? Those Hill Farmsteads, the Treehouse, the
Trilliums, or even on the West Coast, like the Monkish crews, like the hype beers,
right?
They're not really entering these parties, so and I wonder if that's got something to do with it.
But you can enter. There's nothing to stop these people from entering. There's do they think it's worth it, right? If they, like, what did I see on Twitter recently? Like, lines at Treehouse that are, like, around the block waiting for people to buy this beer. Mm-hmm. They don't care. They don't need the award to sell more beer.
Yeah.
Where it, like, it definitely helped Alarmus. It's definitely going to help Old Irving.
Yeah. And I think
Treehouse doesn't need to win.
Yeah, and I think you hit on something there. Like, yeah, if you kind of built your own hype, like even crews like Off Color just like didn't even show up to this party.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah, like certain crews, there's not a lot of value put into it. Like, you know, they just don't really care. I mean, it's cool. They'll send beer, but they don't really care. And then there's some crews that don't even care at all. And they're just like, hey, we got our own thing going on East Coast. You know, look at all these major cities within our reach.
Yeah.
We're good. We're just going to sell beer here, and they can party out in Denver. And Denver for them is probably a few thousand miles away.
Mm-hmm. But, like, look at Peace. And when he wins all these awards, it's not like they do anything with it. Like, not to say...
Peace is an odd case study, right? Because, like, I think in 1988... I want to say Peace was the next one to come online and stay online. There were some others in between, you know?
Right.
But for a second, it was Goose and Peace, and then everyone else came on.
Right.
And then, but Peace never distributes. And the only time you see them is at, you know, maybe the opening and closing ceremony of Beer Week, if there is a close. And then you'll see them at FOBAB, and then you'll see them in Madison, and then you'll see them in Denver.
Right.
And that's the only time you can get their beer. So it's an interesting approach. Considering that, you know, they're the most dominant brewery in this thing.
Right. They make enough beer to constantly sell it at the brew pub. And that's it. Like, it's not even the big space because they lost half of it when they opened that bagel place.
Yeah.
Like, they took away some of the brewing space.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, like, it's got to be, like, not that it's easy for Jonathan Cutler, but it's got to be, like, this is weird, right? It's like anyone else would be, like, ramp up and make more beer, sell more beer, grow.
You look at the size of Fire Rabbit's operation, and they bypassed on the spot in Pilsen and in Bridgeport to go to this bigger operation out in the burbs.
Mm-hmm.
Or even Midwest Coast Brewing Company. He's got this master space, and he's even eyeing the lot behind him already. He's been making beer just for a few months. So yeah, Pete and Haymarket, even Rez got two locations. Even Metro went and got a bigger space.
Like Peace could just have a space that's just a bar, like next door. No, they're like good.
They're good.
Like we got a lot of awards, and we make good beer, and we make good pizza.
You want our stuff? You come here.
Yeah, and people will wait for it.
And we're done. That's it. Yeah. I mean.
It's weird.
Whatever
it's
works.
Like it does. It like goes against the award. Usually the awards help people sell more beer. And Peace is just like, put it on the board. That's right.
Yeah. We're purists. We're going to be full every single day forever. Right here. Yeah. Right on. So that was the awards, man.
Who won the most? What state won the most?
It looks like... It looks like, if I got this right, man, it looks like Colorado won 40 awards. And then it looks like the state of California, dude, it looks like they won 68 awards at this event.
Whoa.
68.
That makes sense. They're a pretty big state.
It is the big state. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My favorite name of a brewery is Six Bears and a Goat Brewery. they won a silver for a classic Irish style.
Okay. I like there's just two dudes. Two dudes brewery.
Two dudes.
Or wasn't it like, was it like two dudes or dudes or?
So somebody pointed out there's a Chicago brewing company in Las Vegas that took an award today or that day.
That's probably why Ale Syndicate had to change their name.
So weird. Like, why are you?
There was also, I think, a Matt brewery, right? I feel like that came up. Just some dude named Matt.
There's, Big Sexy Brewing, I like that. I dig these awards because you get a national snapshot of what's going on of all these crews you've never heard of that
there's some good wins for Minnesota. I think Ursa Minor won something and a couple other ones that I haven't really heard about. So
let's see, Minnesota. Cheers to craftbeer.com. Who is that? Whoever runs this party.
Okay.
Yeah. This app is pretty slick. You know, you just go to the state and boom, it tells you.
You can tell you how many people or where won.
Minnesota won 4. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Urso Minor, Barrel Theory.
Barrel Theory, yeah.
Bobbing Bobber, Spilt Grain.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Quick snapshot. Texas is the other big state. 16 for Texas.
Okay. Yeah. St. Arnold won a few. I haven't had a St. Arnold beer in a long time.
Yeah. Over in Indiana, there's a crew called Metazoa over in Indiana. That's the Old Fire Rabbit brewmaster.
Oh.
So John J. Hall, the guy who created 312 for Goose, and then made the most expensive beer in Goose history, that Grand Goss. It was like with Swedish. They flew in like spruce tips and they flew in all these lingonberries.
Okay.
And that was his swan song. Yeah. And he retired or he quit, went to Fire Rabbit, and now he's in this brewery.
Oh, I was wondering where he's at. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Neat.
Yeah. 200, over 200 entries in the Fruit is Sour, American Fruit is Sour category this year, too.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, which was like, you know, one of the larger categories. Yeah. Mm.
So. I don't know. It's pretty fun to see, and you get introduced to a lot of breweries. I was like listening. I was like, I have not heard of almost any of these breweries, which is amazing to see. Or in here, I guess. But yeah, cool. Go out.
Yeah, the dudes brewing.
Yeah, the dudes. yeah, go out. Try some of these beers. Definitely get your hands on these Illinois winners. You know, Pollyanna shows up at FOBAB all the time. You know you're going to see some of these crews at FOBAB as well. Like Off Color is always there. I don't know if Alarmist has those barrels, so I feel like Old Irving does. So everyone usually has something they want to show off at FOBAB too. So, you know, definitely check them out when you're there.
Yeah, and it's a good week, man. You can walk right in and score a lot of these beers. Barrel Aged Pajamas is at Beguile. You can stroll into a lot of spots and get very far. Is it very far?
Very far away, yeah.
Very far away, and you can get Beezer. Like, just stroll right in and grab it. It's nice. You know, they're very far away. It's nice. You know what it reminds me of?
You've had it?
Yeah, I had it.
In cans?
In bottles. It's in bottles right now. Nice price, too. 4-pack bottles is $7.99.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what the 4-pack cans are, like $10.99, $12.99?
That's a good question. Yeah, because they're probably going to be tall boys.
They're
probably a little more. So this is their third format then, right?
Oh, really?
The 4-pack bottles. And then, you know, they had their little smaller bottles for their reserve stuff.
Yeah.
The short, fat bottles. And now this.
Hmm.
Oh, but it reminds you of a thinner Le Fin du Monde.
Ooh,
like
okay.
A smaller, just every bit as tasty, just smaller in every way. You know, like a thinner.
Thinner fin?
Thin fin.
Thin fin.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
A session fin.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So anything coming up this weekend people should check out?
Everyone should take a break. Go say hi to your loved ones. And, you know, drink at home.
But there is also Festivale.
No way.
Festivale is this weekend, Nick.
Oh,
you can't
man.
Be taking a break on our girl, Heather.
Heather Gundert, hello.
She took the reins back.
You know, because when she quit, I lost track of what the...
You're like, I don't support this great cause anymore.
This cause wasn't as great. It's not as great as it used to be, this cause. So I'm not supporting it.
I believe it's this weekend. I don't want to misrepresent this.
Don't lie to these folks. Don't mislead these folks, Brad.
I know. October 11th. Yeah, that's this weekend.
Right on. You know what else is this weekend?
Oh, but then... Oh, that's in Indiana. Indiana has a Festivale, too. Those jerks, man.
It's the same name?
Indiana. Stop is it stealing our stuff.
But is it for cystic fibrosis or what?
No. I don't think so.
All right. October Festiversary is this weekend. And it's the fall version of the anniversary party. It's a Dovetail and Beguile collaboration together again. This is year 4.
Okay.
They're doing it all weekend, the 12th and the 13th. $5 donation. Benefits the Friendship Center, Brad.
Nice.
Looks like they got 6 food trucks and hella beer. Oh, and music. There's going to be like 5 bands each day. Where's the beer lineup, man? What the fuck are you? No beer lineup. You're the worst. No beer lineup.
Tasty beverages.
Tasty beverages. You know, that dovetail, man. You know, barrel aged stuff and clean lagers. You got to do both. You know, we're seeing a lot of crews do that. Yeah. Like we talked about Pollyanna. You know, I always talk about the pivot that Maplewood does, where, you know, they're known for the big dessert stouts and the haze, but then they hit you with some well-balanced brown ales and some lagers. Phase three, another crew before that, the Moore crew. Like, mm-hmm. I love that dance. So I'm glad to see Pollyanna's about that dance too, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. So a couple good events, some good beer to have in Illinois. In news, I did see that Brickstone, Alex, is leaving.
Really?
He's heading to Iowa with his Pit Vipers and all.
Dude, what's in Iowa, man?
What's in...
Oh, what's in Bourbonnais?
Yeah.
In Brickstone. His trajectory is, you know, because he was with, we did our only episode with Temperance.
Yeah, with Claudia and Alex.
And a young Alex. Alex is there like, hey, I'm volunteering, putting in that work. But you got to get a picture of me over these kegs because I'm dead sexy, right? So we take a picture of Alex.
Like, all right, man. That's what I don't know.
So I remember Alex loving a good picture there. Then he quickly goes to Atlas Burn City because that's where, you know, they got all redheads there. You know,
beards and redheads.
Beards and redheads there, and then like quick as he was hired, he's like, "Yo, oh yeah, I'm going down to Brickstone." Mm-hmm. So.
And now he's off to Iowa.
Yeah.
I think it's three years at Brickstone.
Right on. Well, you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah, they need to bring someone in that I think had as big of a personality as Alex did.
Yeah.
To keep people excited about what. It's happening in Bourbonnais.
Yeah.
But, man, you know, the beer's good. I'm sure that's not going to change.
But, yeah, it's one thing to have good beer. It's a different thing to sell it, right? Yeah. And Alex, and then even the old boy, Josh Riley. Like, the one time I went to Brickstone was because I knew Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when you go down there, the guys who, you know.
So, Josh Riley for brewer?
You know, I was like, wait, are you, he's like, no, man, I'm just from Moments and I write for the local newspaper. So, you know, come check out our local brewery. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can dig that. That's cool. But yeah, who does that if guys like Alex and Josh don't?
Right.
You know, because like having good beer is a part of it.
For sure.
People got to know.
So that's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And, you know, excited to see what he does in Iowa.
Iowa. Damn, your money goes a little further in Iowa, I'm guessing. Taxes are definitely not as fucked up as they are here.
I'm sure they're like they nothing in Bourbonnais. Like,
I see what you're saying. Like, what's the difference between Bourbonnais and Iowa?
Your money is going just as far. Yeah. All right.
Man.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode then.
What are we doing? Are we doing, when are we doing Revolution? We got Revolution up coming up.
Maybe next week, maybe later in the month. It's coming up. We're going to head to Rev.
Okay.
See what's up. We should do an episode with Trevor over at Old Irving, see what's up there now that he's, a gold medal winner.
He's a good interview, too.
Yeah, fun guy.
He's got a lot of energy, and he's all about it's okay to not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that suicide awareness thing. And, yeah, he's got a chef background.
Yeah.
And then he really loves, you know, he loves what he does, man. And he actually makes a lot of good beer.
Yeah. I'm sure if it needs to happen, though, the Juice Beezer combo interview everybody about this, get this going.
It cannot be understated that the two biggest categories ever at the oldest fest in the country now have gold medals 2 miles apart.
That's crazy.
And that's in Chicago. That's not on the East Coast. That's not in California. That's right here in the City of Wind.
That's awesome. All right. Man. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAT, Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, Instagram. We're always usually throwing up a lot of photos. We slacked this week. We took it easy. We have to recoup sometimes.
We'll be back.
Yeah. So we'll check us out there. Facebook, always throwing photos. Nick threw up a bunch of photos from our Argus trip there. So check that out. And yeah, we'll be back next week, either here at Rev or maybe somewhere else. I don't know. Take care.
Cheers.